and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And have you ever done something that you felt really bad about afterwards? That feeling is sorrow, but there are two types of it: godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. Godly sorrow is defined as when we feel regretful about something we did because we know it offended God and we're motivated not to do it again because of our love for Him. And in the midst of that kind of sorrow, there's also a sense of hope that everything will be okay. Worldly sorrow, on the other hand, as President Uchtdorf puts it, pulls us down, extinguishes hope, and persuades us to give in to further temptation. So only godly sorrow and full repentance can help us change for good. And a new Bible video recently came out this week where Paul addresses the Corinthians in a letter about godly and worldly sorrow and repentance. And producer Rick Hatch is here with us to discuss it. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
So this video is based on a relatively short passage of scripture in the New Testament. Can you tell us a little bit about why this was selected to portray?
There were 10 titles selected for what they call New Testament Season 4. These were selected for the latter half of the New Testament. Powers that be, the committees, put a search on as to how often certain passages of Scripture were used in general conference and how they're used. And they put them in an order of how frequently they were quoted. It's supposed to be a tool for Sunday school teachers or any kind of teaching situation to say, here's this scripture, here it's depicted, then let's, as a class, let's talk about it. It doesn't embellish on anything. It's as written in the New Testament, and we try to put it in a visual context that would hopefully provide for good teaching or conversation. And this one being relatively short, Paul was traveling through Macedonia, north of Greece, somewhere. That's all they know. Now, I'm not a scriptorian, so When I wrote these, I just grabbed and then visualized how I was going to have him portray the scripture. My understanding is that Paul is writing 2 Corinthians chapter 7 in these verses, I believe, traveling through Macedonia. And in Corinth, he lived there for 2 years, and there were a lot of Greek converts. And these were very educated people. They could speak well, they were very well educated, but unfortunately, in the town general, the way people lived was very immoral. That's the way things were and what he had to confront. In and around this scripture, Paul had written to them about, hey, you've got to take care of these situations that are happening, and this is what you need to do. And he got this report from one of his fellow travelers and that told him, hey, your letter did a lot, and they took care of the problem. And so he talks a little bit about previous letters that he's written in this conversation. But then he talks about, good, you people you've repented, and this is what really true repentance is taking it to a deeper level, not just an intellectualization of it that the Greeks were prone to do.
And I liked how you said that you don't try and embellish anything. This is just the pure doctrine directly from the horse's mouth, directly from the New Testament. And you know, it's interesting that you said if it's been repeated several times in general conference, not only is this going to be useful for people in Sunday schools, but it's useful just for the church body as a whole to realize that repentance is a huge part of life, that maybe we're just not completely understanding how to do it properly. Or I think a lot of the time people confuse worldly sorrow with godly sorrow, and they get confused between being weighed down with grief and sorrow versus having hope and knowing that there is a chance to be better. So how has your understanding of repentance kind of changed as you've been involved in this project?
Well, my whole appreciation for New Testament times, as I worked with experts and craftsmen to depict times that are so far removed from us and contexts that are so far removed from us, it's hard for us 2,000 years away from it to look back and say, what was really going on here? And that's the challenge for a student of the scriptures. These videos only bring you to the table of discussion. They don't try to answer anything. Everybody's dressed in appropriate New Testament attire. We decorated the place that looked like subtle little things about how the scribe does things. We had experts. What would the scribe be writing on? All those little things are all background stuff no one really cares about. But you try to be as accurate as you possibly can about how people might have looked, what instruments and tools they may have used, how did the scriptures... So all those are little things you try to be very accurate about and try to make it visually stimulating. But the rest of it, you don't want to mess with the Holy Writ.
Right.
So you have an actor, you try to bring to life what Paul was really trying to get at, but all he has is those direct words. And from then it's up to the student to describe or to get to the background. What did he really say about this? What's he talking about all these other letters for? And I'm glad it didn't make you feel bad, but now I'm glad it made you feel bad. And so it really makes people stop and think, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. That makes you go back to Bible dictionary, look at other sources to see what's going on. What's Paul talking about? And then, it enlightens you as to say, oh, wow, they were dealing with problems we have today. Things have not changed.
Right. So it makes the scriptures, you could say almost that the Bible videos are a gateway to point people to go back in the scriptures and really try and understand, why was this video portrayed this way? What's the history and the context behind these stories in this passage, to make them realize the importance of these themes that you're trying to convey to them. So what, in this specific video, what do you hope viewers sort of realize or might think twice about when they watch this?
Paul's really ends up being just one mighty verse about godly sorrow. And those two words are so powerful, it should make people think, wait a minute, there's godly sorrow and there's some other kind of sorrow. So if I'm trying to work through a problem in my life, what should I be feeling? How should it be addressed? And how do I get to that point of godly sorrow? What is it? You've seen enough in your life, and I've certainly seen enough in my life, where, particularly in raising children, tell Missy you're sorry for hitting her. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And, oh, go give her a hug because you hit her. And, you know, those kind of, you know, sometimes our children are taught rudimentary things of just saying, I'm sorry, off the top of their head. And what Paul's talking about is a much deeper regret for the far impact of what our actions do to people, or things that we do that make us seek repentance. And that's what he's trying to get people to do, is to dig deeper into their lives and not this overall source of just and what we take for casual, say, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has great value, just to get people thinking. That's all you can expect in this short little 2 minute.
Yeah. It's a very short video. It's a very short passage of scripture, but I really enjoyed the insights you've provided, because I think there's a lot that you can take away from that, and just being a little bit more conscious about when we do things that we're not proud of, you know, how we can learn from that and how that can impact us, rather than just, like you said, just rattling off a rote, I'm sorry, Heavenly Father, for doing that, or I'm sorry for this person that I offended.
And I certainly don't want to seem, you know, as filmmakers, we are not the scriptorians. We're not the, you know, we're not the ones out there making talks. And so to put my thoughts into, so I'm certainly not the end case as to the final word on all the things that could be read into this, into these passages, or what someone sees as they're hopefully not distracted by those who are depicting characters so long ago. But it's our role to bring the viewer to the table so they can feast if they want to.
I think that's a great...
And hopefully not get in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great way to sum up the Bible videos, is you teach, you introduce the pure doctrine, and then people interpret that and do with it what they will, but you've presented it, it's there, and hopefully they take it to heart. So thank you so much for being here today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So to watch this and all of the other Bible videos, you can visit mormonchannel.org and check them out there. And our quote of the day comes from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and he says, "Godly sorrow inspires change and hope through the atonement of Jesus Christ, leads to conversion and a change of heart. It causes us to hate sin and love goodness. It encourages us to stand up and walk in the light of Christ's love." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.